we start, I want to make an announcement that is obvious, but perhaps I have to remind people that the younger guests who are both young and not YU alumni should please make sure that if they're sitting, there are no older people standing. Someone older comes in a little late, I assume that one of you will get up and give him his seat. Okay, I'd like to very briefly introduce Rav Aaron. Since I one time tried to give a Dvar Torah as part of an introduction and I saw it was just causing discomfort, I'd just like to say that we're all of us very lucky to have Rav Aaron speak to us, help us, be with us. He's been that there for us for many, many years, and the dmut of a Rav, of an example, is something that unfortunately we have too little of. Right before Yom Kippur, I at least feel that seeing a Rebbe of mine, remembering a Rebbe of mine, watching someone we all revere and admire, helps us to tshuva, because it reminds us maybe not of what we can be, but at least what we should strive for. We have an early example of that. The Medrash talks about Yosef seeing his father's image as he was about to sin. I think that seeing the image of a Rosh Yeshiva, of someone who's been a religious leader for us for many, many years, if it didn't keep us from sinning, will help us to do tshuva. Also, will everybody please turn off their telephones?
What should this mean? Some reflections? Not on quite the fiction novel, both of us have said, but two aspects of Shiva. In doing so, hope to relate and respect the source of the character as well as their interaction. If we shall collectively be a bit more enlightened about some central facet of our experience, take the Hashem, and I might better prepare for the opportunity and the challenge posed by Yom HaShoah HaGadol V'Hanu'ah, we shall jointly feel aptly rewarded. I've chosen to denominate these aspects normal crisis. While it asserts the terms of self-explanatory, I shall nonetheless attempt some descriptive exposition. To give the former, norm itself is a dual connotation, be it once normal and normative. At one plane, it might simply, perhaps even crassly or grossly, be depicted as ongoing spiritual maintenance. personal business is doctor, periodic physical examination, his car checked continually, even when no signs of trouble surfaced. Orders a preemptive survey of his heating system prior to the onset of winter. Reviews his investment portfolio periodically. He was monthly statements, show healthy returns. Where and when, in the course of time, deteriorations like they're even inevitable, is of course doubly worrying. He strives for anticipatory and preventive microthought of a cop. Or the initiative of proverbial stitch in time, the immediacy of discovery and repair, and inventive breakdown decision. So as Chazal say in other contexts, but they can't even predict it. Could one, may one, do less in the spiritual realm? From a religious perspective, that realm is far more crucial. Pinching as it does, suggests the Chayisha. And it is, moreover, far more susceptible to breakdown. Chayisha is a Dibara, such as Dovalayita. Given the frailty of both flesh and spirit, our constitution is such that Chet is inevitable. The need to confront it is a perennial staple of our temporal existence. And this we bear in mind with Teir Ashraf, not just within the context of the guilt-ridden Christian preoccupation with original sin. The Pasuk in the Torah, Chazal interpret that to mean the Rabbi Shemiyah will say to me, Imo, Yisrael is a 13-year head start of the Yisrael Toiv, and the gap is difficult to close. And Chazal, of course, sharpened this in attesting Yisrael Shel Adam to the Baal of Kol Yom, and stating that were it not supernatural divine assistance for those who are properly motivated, it won't be hard put to try to forward that day to hover, which is the Bech of Shin Matkari. So at one level, true is normal, it's routine, part, as I've said, our spiritual maintenance. In other sense, it is routinely, truly, perpetually normative. At one plane, absolutely timeless. It's a bit. Two versions. That aspect of tshuva, which is special nefesh, point of departure, and this is a lifelong activity, irrespective of any circumstances made of an affected person, and irrespective of any breakdown that might not have anticipated. So one says it's normative, it's part of what's demanded and expected. So mostly it's part of what's expected and demanded of a person simply as a function of his very spiritual existence, as a soul of the king, Mishanivra, Ashvesh, Ashvesh. Another plane is time bound, as a duty, as a normative duty, bound up with the temporal cycle. Side by side with that Mishmush of Shush and Masim, which is paired by daily spiritual fear, there are moments in line with the general Lachic approach, Jewish approach, that there's a plateau of spiritual responsibility. There are peaks which require more than the normal fear. So there are moments when Shush is normative, as a Chiyuv, as a Mitzvah. One level, period in the midst of which you find yourself the present, says to the children. God says that my promise describes an Asher complaining to Shayom and love him that he can't ravine in certain respects, take his faith and tell by my children. One of the issues that he raised was Moshe Rabbeinu kept Shem HaKim B'chol K'vei Le'elav. Whenever we reach out to him, whenever we call to him, Vata Mata Do Shem Yimatzo, seek him out when he's proximate, when he's found, when he's present. Apparently it's limited to certain periods of time. And one of the interesting responses of the Shayom gestures of the news, but got the very question raised by the Asher. And the Gemara explains the Shoshi Bimatzo, Chavi Yachidon Tzivu, Tzivu V'chol Kivei Be'elav, force, the power, Ki V'yachol the obligation of the Tzivu as such, V'chol Kivei Be'elav. They have to be Yachidim, they have to find a window of opportunity. The Yachid, but that's the Gemara asks, what is the Bimotsa in the use to come from the Yachid? Oh, Nachra, Bura, Eva Sayyidim, Shemin Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. This is a special time, I said, a window of opportunity. But the Rambam translates the opportunity into obligation and responsibility. By basic sugar, starts with citizen sugar, other piece of sugar, but the car, your fellow Ram, Sai, you should wash your look to him, your fellow day, with the ability to be ashamed of Shoshimi Matso. A better man will be a heed, and Sibu was my shoe. תשובה לצרכים אלה שלנו מעניין, שנאמר שכשם מכיר בכל כלי מידיו. אני פרסיד, יום הכיפורי הוא זמן תשובה לכל ולכי ולבנים, הוא קץ מחילה וסליחה לישראל. לפי כך חייבים הכל לעשות תשובה את זה עדו ביום הכיפורי. אין זמן שזה opportunity exists, זה עת חצור, זה הפגש עם מובארס. Well, this is true, particularly of Yom Kippurim. The rationale of the Rambam clearly would apply for Sosa and Shiva as well. If this would be Matzov Yotokaho, then Karpa Diem sees the day, make the most of the opportunity. So it's one level of setting in Shiva, at another level, Yom Kippur particularly. And by the Rambam does not go as far as Baba Yehuda. Yehuda states that the Minyan HaMitzvah is the separate mitzvah of Hashem to Torah and Yom Kippur of Teshuvah. But the concept, the thrust, Rambam in this respect is the same. So we have two real parts of being an aspect of our normal spiritual maintenance. We relate to it, it relates to us in terms of demand, normative duty. A duty which is, I've said, is at one level timeless, another very much time-bound, albeit presumably with a great thrust, and more imposing demand than the Creator. But the point is, regardless of whether we speak in terms of the Mahat Eberbin, in terms of Mahat Eberbin, that this aspect relates to the Chiyuv, responsibility, the mitzvah of Tshuva. Normal and normative. If we turn from the definition of the term itself, to ask ourselves what the character and range of Tshuva's norm, I think it would be fair to suggest that it is likely to bear what I should call a marble cast. It's a marble cast, and I'm not contrasting morality with religion. I'm dealing with two differing aspects of Tshuva in response to different aspects of Chet. Broadly speaking, we could take off five components and ramifications of Chet. First, the law in itself, be it a moral law, an ethical law, be it a religious law, be it a mahokah, be it a machmere. Second, apart from the law of the evil as an independent datum, the impact which that has upon the performer, upon the doer, spiritual impact as chet impinges upon his personality. Chazal speak in certain contexts, and share particularly certain elements of avodah being the tamtim, which defile, which confuse, to abuse the soul. And while certain contexts that appears in sort of literally, more literally symbolic sense, the guys of the horse of sewage which are ingested, in the broader sense, while I must speak of this extensively, sin is something which is corrosive, which affects a person. Thirdly, at a totally different level, more external to the person, but very, very relevant and a great concern, a great moment, the element of punishment. So far, the three components which relate to the Maisavera and to the Avaria. Fourth and fifth, there's a question of the affront of that which relates to the Ben Shlomo. And this too breaks down to two separate components. First, the affront of Chet to the Ben Shlomo. Why the evil per se considers it an independent act? The fact that a person is defined what's the Ben Shalom, the Jewish is possible to the Ben Shalom, that is an affront to Kibyoch. It's the athletic Kibyoch to the Ben Shalom. And fifth, the ramification of that is, of course, a distancing of oneself from the Ben Shalom, and a part which the Rambam in Parak Zayin Cheshuvah, he speaks of the efficacy, the marvel, the wonder, the transformation and transmutation of the Tshuva, describing the pre-Tshuva situation of Chet. Emesh v'yosem v'dal mashim l'ki Yisrael, שנאמר אבותיכם ומבדילים ביניכם ובין אלוקיכם. צועק ולא נענה,
שמעתי את הרבה תפילה די שומע. עושה מצוות, תופיע אותם בפניו, שנאמר, קשו בידכם, מוס חסיבה.
First is cut off, divorce. Barrier, she poses to him, which interposes to himself and the Yeshua. I'm speaking the morals, most religious aspects of Shuvah. Take when I use the term moral in this context, and that which relates to the wrong, to the evil, to its perpetration, its perpetrator. The presence of evil which needs to be confronted and confounded. The religious aspect relates more to the relationship to the Ben Shalom, either at the level of affront or at the level of divorce, which results from chet. The deal of Shuvah is norm, and both normal and normative. I think in all likelihood, we should find ourselves focusing upon confronting the evil as such. Tikkun HaChet, Tikkun HaChotei. Upon that, more than upon the impact which that has on his relationship to the Mishra. This is sharply delineated at the opening halacha of the Amon Cheshuvah. It describes the one phase in the process of Shiva. It's not the question of the phases, which is dealt with by which Rambam deals more extensively in Parak Beis, but the focus. How is the envision, at least as the opening thrust, later on Rambam fills out the picture much more. בין עשה בימו תעשה, ומעבר דבר אחת מהם בעיר זדון בין משקדה, שיעשה תשובה וישוב מחטאו, חייב להתעדו לפתקי ברוך הוא, שנאמר איש ואישה כי יעשו לגומר, והתעדו את חלפתו אשר עשו זה בדיוק דברים. That was the detail, how the video is performed. What we note is the almost quasi-technical aspect of the vidui. There's a mitzvah to be performed, and I call mitzvahs. That's the salochas, it's the demands, the standards, it's the techniques, it's the natyas. And here, Ram speaks with us, Shulish Mecheto, Hayavit Vadot. Much is written about the fact that Ram started the vidui. It's more post-Shuvah. But, irrespective of that, let's assume for the moment that he would be talking about Shuvah itself and not the Vidui. The context would be the same. A particular Aveda, she needs to be confronted and repaired. Indeed, in Paradise, she needs to learn Shuvah Gura, and that's out for us. Process of Shuvah more fully. There are two that Rambam speaks, by particular Aveda, Shabbat Yedot Rosh Havah, or Shem Vasoto, Pirash, or Sophia Shuvah. He gives an example of a person, Zishul, Neshesish. That's the Shuvah which he's talking. Later on, we'll discuss, quote before Rambam Zayin, later on, we'll discuss the relationship of Ben Shalom as we saw. But the focus at this point, and this is the point of departure, which dominates the early Fakim, Rambam deals with the Shuvah as a mitzvah, and as such, focuses on the element of evil and its confrontation.
So much of the character of the tshuva, its focus. What are we to imagine in the light of the first halakha that we saw, the beginning of the second parak, of the character of the range? To the extent that normal tshuvas typify the scenario depicted in the opening halakha of the Rambam, it is very narrowly based, focusing on a particular lapse, and possibly limited to Maisa Veda. The term which the Rambam uses in that scene that the person has done something wrong, but a vada, the term of vada is the technical halakha says, is a transgression. The failure to be kind means to say, for instance, certainly a religious lapse of numbers of small significance. It's apparently not included in the Vidyudvarim of the Rambam at the beginning. But leaving aside the question of what where Mitzvah Seh stands, the scenario is upset a narrow one. That has something to do with the range and possibly with the character as well. Rather, in this respect, speaks not of the Tshuva of Yom Kippurim, which is comes to later on in the middle of Parak Beis, but of Tshuva, which is occasional, in the sense that, independently of the time itself, which is stated before, the constant Shushan Yushan Asim, there are moments, but undefined moments, and anticipated moments, Tshuva is required because the Aveda has come up. And there, each Aveda requires its Tshuva. Therefore, it's a narrow base because we have a sort of archipelago of islands, each of which is of small significance in its own right. And then the question arises, what is the totality? In Yom Kippur, the mandate of Neshem to Tovu demands of us, of course, an integrated, comprehensive purgation. And yet, and this in particular, for us, possibly the impact of the detailed catalog of Al-Khed Dev Devenim, as opposed to the stark simplicity of the Gemara Yume, where it describes that Sheikh Sibu, Mot Shrikh of the Sibu of Amar, Rachma Batanu, one of the Amorim got up and he said, Ikar Bidui is over. Totally different perception, perhaps a different experience of Hidu. So for us, particularly in light of the Al-Khed, even with that Yom Kippur, it's a long, laundry list, but a laundry list. Here too, focus is the Maisa Veda, many Maisa Veda, which perhaps have a cumulative impact. The tshuva with God, each of them, is at a specific individual level. Given this fact, I think the range will have some impact on the intensity as well. In some intensity, normal tshuva is, I suspect, likely to be relatively mild. To be sure, a moral or religious sensibility is acutely keen, or if a particularly dastardly act has been committed, conceived as either heinous crime or grievous sin, even a single failure may be devastating. Witness the sleepwalking, hand-meeting, waiting for breath. Witness the habu, perhaps an elephant too. but relates to a particular transgression, whether its character and specific contents matter of debate. It begins with Voila Natanana Vika Shiva by Shava. Spiritual perception, sensibility to sin is key. Even a single aveira being totally devastating. And surely, from a conceptual point of view, apart from the specific content and context, every maisa aveira entails the cardinal preference personal will for that of the Venture. Rebellion, pure and simple. And presumably, if we understood that instead of Batel Solo and Sohamet Neva Solo, we went into Batel Solo and Neva Solo. What that entails is a common denominator of every particular by Savior. We should be shaken to our roots. Their very foundations, very particular way. Nevertheless, leave your deal with that show. Even as we seek to repent from a particular vice of fear, to make amends for it, and even as we harness our energies for the realization of the process, its components, we rarely sense cataclysmic upheaval or radical upsurge. A normal slash moral tshuva, while sincere, is often restrained and not muted. And we have contrast, even an upsurge lies at the epicenter of our second mode of tshuva, that of crisis. The relation of crisis and tshuva is itself multifaceted. It's one plane, tshuva is induced by crisis, which you may indeed constitute a response. Crisis in question may assume various forms. Maybe speak failure, the awareness of failure, truly Israel Hashem HaKadosh Shalom HaBamech. It may entail the crisis not a failure of suffering, whether it's one plane, personal or collective. Personal plane, to the one which I said earlier, speaks of the perennial and perpetual tshuva, Hashem Yibayi, Hashveish, Hashveish. My brothers places almost the same charge, but makes it seemingly conditional on a certain personal situation. Other Rabbi Mitzvah Rav Chisda, Im Rei Adam Shisuri Vein Alav Yifashvei Pemasa, Shema Lachisar Lachim Lachkova Shuba El Hashem Yishvei Shuba Vatsa Yitav Vatav Torah, etc. etc. Of course, we ask ourselves only the Gemara, we know Adam she sued by Adam for Shish and Masa. The day he sued, he's fortunate and blessed, has security, he has nachas, he finds joy in his work, and joy in living. He does not have to be master. What if the Gemara would ever be shame by a shvesh? That's only for people who are miserable and anxiety. And the answer, of course, is that everybody's in fashish with myself, but it's a different kind of tshuva, different kind of search, different kind of quest, groping and grappling with spiritual state. Or it may, of course, be collective. This was several pashas in the Torah. Speak of tshuva in the context of tribulation and suffering. Pasha Vaischanan speaks of Golos, Pasha Shmuel, and Tisha B'Av, Kitoni B'Av, Rebbe B'Av, etc. Fisa Shemet Chem Barbim, Nishatem Mitem Ispah, Arunim Vashem Yashem Etchem Shama, ועבדתם שם אלוהים מעשיר דיאדה ועשו אבן שלי ולאישכו ולאכלו ולאכלו וביקשתם שם את השם הלוקח ומצאת כי תדושר בכל ובכל ובכל נפשך עצר לך ומצאו לך כל הדברים האלה ואחית הימים ושבתה את השם הלוקח ושמעת בקולו. Again, פרשי ניצובי. ויחי בו לך לדברים אלה ברחבה קטנה שתעתי לפניך ושבתי לבביך ובכל הגויים ושתיך אחר השם לוקח שמה ושבת עד השם לוקח ושמעת בקולו ככל אשר הולכים צלבך היום אתה ובניך ובכל 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 נפשך. Exile, dispersion, all the suffering that goes with that, עצר לך. In response to that, let's go to the shaft. And Basalacha presumably could relate to various sources of Basalacha. Maybe it's Salacha of external circumstances, the public plane or the private plane. And maybe Basalacha in the dynamic, the person is unhappy. That find himself or herself, that too is a batzalacha, that too is a crisis, that too engenders tshuva in a different plane and a different character, possibly, of a tshuva which is normal and normative. So, at one plane, we seek. Identify the link, tshuva and crisis. This tshuva which is induced to the causal nexus of crisis. But then we review the psychological or sociological fact. Maybe we're going beyond that, a normative element. But somehow, experience in situation of crisis not only induces psychologically tshuva, maybe it will mandate it. Quite conceivably, parallel to the Rambam's discussion with the tefillah. The Rambam, as well known, thought that daily tefillah mitzvah to say the rice once a day. Ramban challenged that. He offers two alternative opinions. One being that tefillah is such as a chiyum, as in the Ramban, as a kiyum, as a religious fulfillment, of course, in the rice, in many parts, many tefillahs in Tanakh. As a chiyum, it's only the Ramban. What Ramban said, Beit Sarah, moment of crisis, it fills with direction. What that of course means is that the person should feel the sense of dependency, his need for the Rin Shuelo, the inability, the impossibility to think in terms of self-sufficiency, that being the epitome of arrogance. And therefore, in times of crisis, in times of need, the person needs to turn to the source which is able and alone able to satisfy his needs and to bring himself calm. Saul is a sucker. So we got to chew it. Here too. The Pasuk said, Shaftad Shalkev Shabbatav Kodo. May very well be the Psukim that we understood in the double sense. First, predictive and promissory. Expression of the Rambam's assertion, a remarkable assertion, Kakir Chishuvim, סיבול התשובה ואין ישראל מגידה לתשובה כבר הבטיחה תורה שסוף ישראל עשו תשובה בסוף קלותן ביד הנגלים שמה ואיך יבוא אליך וכולי ושבתה את השם מכך ושורש אותה שבתך וכך זה אתמול לנו לפסק בגבל זרם מבל as predicted and promissory another level be viewed as normative, it blends its word of plea, assurance, and command. Moving to the character of this mode of Shuva, Christ's Shuva, as opposed to the normal. I believe it would be fair to say that this shuva grounded crisis focuses perhaps less upon sin, the evil which needs to be confronted, fought, and corrected, and more upon the implications and ramifications of one's relationship with the shuva. To come back to the terms I used earlier, relative to the normal tshuva, the tshuva of normality, norm is more religious in tone of orientation. Consequently, the linguistic plane typically finds expression in tshuva, which is described in teleological terms, rather than corrective terms. Tanakh the Psukim speak of moving from Shuvu Shumidachem Araim. Other Psukim speak of moving to Ad El. Moving to generally means moving to the Ben Shuela. Shuvu Elayim, Shuvu Alechem. Shuvu Yisrael Hashem Lekech. Or Mishavtad Hashem Lekech Shmata Bekolo. This is what typically one encounters in the Psukim and try to analyze the experience per se with regard to the tshuva within the context of crisis, as opposed to that which is part of a normal spiritual maintenance. The Rambam, which I alluded earlier, focuses focus on this aspect. עושה מצוות וקביל אותם מלאכת ושמחה השם רק רוצה לתת מעשיך. לא עוד אלה שמתאמים להם, שאמר בעבר השם יחדל ושלי בעבר השם תאמין להם. Focus on what I'm here is on the fruits of tshuva. The result, some direct, some ancillary of tshuva. But that which is described here by the Rambam, positive reconciliation, rehabilitation of the chote, I think needs to be understood as part of the aspiration, that which characterizes and defines tshuva in circumstances of crisis. Circumstances of genuine crisis, a person perhaps doesn't feel the need, doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the energy, try to tinker, as it were, details of corrective truth. He's desperately in need of an anchor. Feels of catapult in dark space. Free falling. And in desperation and longing, he looks, he yearns, to the ritual and for the ritual. Maybe there'll be an occasion later on. But worry about the Avedis and the Vidui. For the time being, in the hour of crisis, and its peak is most intense, he looks for the Venezuela, less involved, less engaged, and the moral and more of the spirit. Hence, I believe that's compared with the normal tshuva. Tshuva related to crisis is likely to be both more comprehensive and comparably more intense. I believe these qualities can be reflected in what I might designate as the lack source of the tshuva of crisis. We look to a source, a mitzvah of tshuva. Chazal, there's no question that the tshuva is a wonderful opportunity and a great obligation, but there's no clear mokel tshuva as a mitzvah. Rambam and Rabban respectively chose different sukkim as the kairos. But how different they are. Parshim Nasri, in the context of other Parshis which deal with the areas of Halachim, Shulach Tveim, Nazir, Saita, two Sukkim which deal with the Parshim which he already dealt with in the end of Vayikra, but a few relatively marginal details added here, and hence the repetition. Parsha has to do with a person who has stolen, embezzled something from someone else, and when confronted, denies, doesn't content himself with simply denying, but swears that he doesn't owe, didn't take, and then owns up, confesses, interested in calling the Kyo Kyrish to the east. In the context of that parashu, the people of the Israel, Isha and Shaki, Yasun, Kuchatut, Adam, and Bob Hashem, והשמה הלכו שהיא, והתוודו את חטאתם אשר עשו, והשאיר את השומו בראשו וחמשיבו יוצא לבליו, ונתן אשר אשם בו, מין לשמואל אשר אשר אליו אשר 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 הכהן, ועד יד כיפורים שיחפה בו עליו. And what God really tells the parasha? But parasha opens, it seems to me, an overarching general statement, כל חטאות האדם, but then the construction is almost immediate, partly there will be more Ma'al Hashem, to Ma'al as a more relatively technical meaning here as the end of the Yikor. And later on, Sheshu will go show. All of this clearly is a repetition of the basic pattern which you had in the Yikor. Within this parasha, we're dealing with a very limited phenomenon, limited in scope, which is the frequency of its occurrence, presumably. And where a transgression does take place, very clearly delimited. This is the Amos Mokir, someone who did an Aveir, as Chayz Mitshuvah, has to be Snadim. That's the Mokir for Shuvah. While the Pasuk speaks of Vidui, Rambam is preparatory. Title, subtitle. Here's the two again. He says the Chod Shuvah is one mitzvah. Who should Yeshua obtain Chetos Nashon Yitzvada? And that's the mock. Hayab is the Lutz Yakei Baruchu, Shema Yishu Yeshua Ki Yasu Gomer, Yitzvadu Et Chatam Asher Asu Zeh Ben Yitzvah. What is Ramban's mock? Parshi Nitzavim, very, very recently, it's relatively fresh in our minds. Follows the heels of Sufi Shakur previously. That will be the concluding passage of the earlier parasha, and then we'll move on to it. The promise is, Vatata Shu Shematav Kol Hashem, Vasita Kodi Sutar Shem Chinsav Kayo, Vatiha Hashem, Vukecha Kol Vasi Yadecha, Vifri Vitnecha, Vifri Vitnecha, Vifri Vitnecha, Vifri Vitnecha, Vifri Vitnecha, Vifri Vitnecha, אשר שש על אבותיך. כי תשמע בכל השם הלוקח על שמו בשפתיו ובחוקותיו, כתובה בסעיף התורה הזה, כי תשוב ויושב ולוקח בכל רפואה כל נפשך. זה גוזר, פסוק גוזר, כי המצווה הזאת, אשר מלכים לצלמך היום, לא נפלאתי ממך ולא רחוקה. לא בשמיים מלאמור בידיו השמיים מלכה אלינו ולשכם אותו ונעשינו. לא בעוד הים מלאמור בידיו העולם ולאב הים אלא משפט ומעשה. רוב אלך הדבר רוב, מפיחו בהפכה לעשות. כי המצווה הזאת השולחים לצלמך היום. What is this מצווה הזאת? הטעם כי המצווה הזאת לא רבה לאופס נסכם. הכל התורה כולה. We use the term מצווה sometimes from the perspective of reap single mitzvah. Sometimes we got to the system. Some of the Shema Mitzvah, we don't need to share one single Mitzvah, but the whole world of Mitzvahs. This is what Ramban's opening thrust. And then you can comments, nice balance. And the whole Kol HaTorah, the Torah speaks in all Torah, and the denomination of Mitzvah, those who have Mitzvah also, and by Kol HaMitzvah, Shulukim Mitzvah HaYom. Aval HaMitzvah HaSot, that's what it says, Al HaTshuvah HaMitzkeret, Ki Vashivot HaLevech HaShatan Shavu Kecha, Mitzvah Shemitzvah Otan HaSot Kecha. ונאמרה בראשון הבינוני ללמוד בהבטחה כי עתיד הדבר להיות כן. This is the source of the mitzvah of Tshuva. And Rabban says, reflecting what I said earlier, why is it not, because the scribes are so damned in Mishafta, doesn't say Shuv Hashem Elokecha. It's not the imperative mode, but the sort of indicative. Because the Rabban says that he wanted to explain to us what we saw from the Rambam, both by Avtacha to him, the promise that's going to be such. But this is the source. How different, how drastically different this is from the Rambam. Then we spoke of a person whose total life, lifestyle, personality, scale of values, priorities, it's not in question. A person who has misstep and error, it's a grievous error, but a single error, it's a blot on his life, a bothersome person, but does not bring into question his spiritual identity, his religious commitment, his fundamental relationship to the Ben Shlomo, his Amunis Fideus, his Kiyum HaMitzvos, all of that is not what's involved. As I've indicated, Zuma needs an effort. No one likes to be misvaded. That's counter to a sense of pride. Probably no one enjoys paying Kiyum HaChemish. That's financial implications. But presumably it's managed. It is neither, as I've indicated, so comprehensive nor so intense. And the context is part of one's confrontation with a particular failure, not even a particular failure, a particular failure, Mida. It's against the background of what we read earlier. כי תשמע בכל השם הלוקח לשמור מצוותיו וחוקותיו טוב לסיום תורה זה ותשוב אל השם הלוקח ברוך הוא נפשך. It is comprehensive, לשמור מצוותיו וחוקותיו, a general commitment לשמוע בכל השם הלוקח, and it is intense. בכל רבבך ובכל נפשך. Tell me what it means. And for bear in mind, comment of the Gemara Eilim. The Gemara takes this not the way the Rambam does refer to Tshuva, but for the commentary. The Gemara notes, possibly comforts and consoles us. It's not distant from heaven, it's not overseas, it is excessive. But says the Monero, the implication is, where it happened, you would have to find a way of getting there. Where it crossed the seas, you would have to find a way of getting there. It's not this katasso, it's not me, you don't have to go to the first. Mish says about the Kabbalah, a person who's gizl, has a nishba, he has to go chase into Modai. It has to ascend heavenward, it transcends the oceans. That is not mentioned. So we deal with two modes, two characters, two sources to the revelation. Chol Levavcha, Chol Nafshecha, passional, radical, comprehensive. We've spoken so far the relation Christ's Teshuvah to levels. One, Teshuvah is induced by crisis, calls the next between the two. Second, Teshuvah is being mandated by crisis. Perhaps the seaweed is greater when the spiritual need is greater. Note briefly the comparative character and range and qualities of the Teshuva that of Christ is supposed to have. Let me submit that this account does not exhaust the relation of Teshuva and Christ. For I think that the young was humiliated. We need to recognize that Teshuvah is not just induced by crisis. It is itself a crisis. To be sure, from a certain psychological standpoint, sin is the manifest assertion, is the manifest assertiveness, the implicit braggadocio of Milton Satan. His motto, better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. To a religious sensibility, however, sin, severely portrayed by Spencer, is close creeping towards the marrow of the skin, is a corrosive cancer, a capitulation to it, and the urge and impulse for it. That both symbolizes and constitutes the breakdown, not the collapse, of true spiritual personality. So this crisis within the prostitution itself, the acknowledgement of sin, a second point of departure, the recognition, the acknowledgement, that can be devastating, leaving shattered self shambles. And the combination of fear, guilt, and shame, presumably posited as a prophylactic counsel of heaven, Mishnanovis, the Mr. Tavish of Shabbat, by the Abiyah, the Abarabalim Chaydua, Ozu Shema, Kovas Kovasitim. Where that sense is sharp and clear, I repeat, the triad of fear, guilt, and shame, all of that be mobilized itself, even as the need to reconstitute, to regroup and rebuild is most urgent and most acute. Within the context of Chet and Shuvah, when we find ourselves caught up in threefold crisis, crisis of identity, crisis of capacity, the process and crisis of standing before the Bein Shalom. And this, the process of Teshuva, in such context, becomes daunting. These circumstances, in the hour of crisis, by the sense of his own worth, his confidence, his ability so thoroughly undermined. Cosmetic initiatives of normal tshuva alone will not do. Probably the second of them, Shir, the spot there. But what it means is regeneration, rebirth, to be created anew, to create itself anew. When you take that simply by zeroing in, as a result of the memory of previous lapses, this sequence of that here. Was the European's regeneration. At that end, one needs to create energy to spiritual identities, even as wishes to harness them. His capacity has been destroyed and undermined. And needs tools in order to rebuild, but it's precisely the tools we should be sharing. We find ourselves here up against what Chazal say, Chom Shmatias Rebein Dasui, a person that cannot release himself from jail, someone else has to open the key, someone else has to break the gate. And yet, that is precisely what the true request entails. It entails the need and the challenge for Chom Shmatias Rebein Dasui. Of course, it's not Adrasim all alone. There is divine assistance, both through redemptive reconciliation and and by the contribution Siyata Nishmaya of energizing the reconstructive penitence. Bal Taher Seyim Uta. But that's a Messiah. Messiah Sheyesh B'mamish. But fundamentally, the ball is in our court. And that the Bal Taher is the rest of the desk in what I'm sorry to be. And the religious self, which is being rebuilt, and the religious self which engaged in trusting the building, these two coincide. Where and when the crisis of failure seems calamitous, regeneration begins. But all defenses seem to be down. The ultimate spiritual offense stands revealed. We read in the second of Hashem of the Haftarah, with regard to the return to Eretz Yisrael. V'yechi yevolu v'tachmanim avileim, v'licheim v'nachalei mayim v'dav yashar v'yikashkim ba, ki yiti v'Yisrael la'av, v'nfray v'chorim. Prophesied to the Yod, name of the Rebbe Yisrael, when God returned to Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam spoke of the same elements with respect to the return to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe's Chashuva at the outlines normatively what the components of Shuva they are, it's presumably what sequence. It gives you a description of one of the modalities, the habitual activity of the Baal Tshuva. V'achei ha-tshuva, v'yot ha-shav tzoyek tarid ifnei Hashem, v'ivechi uv'tach emunim. same phrase as first intro. Back to the Rebbe, there's a mark of Mendel Shabash Tzavet relating to our specific meeting topic of Kapor. Pasuk in Sheir, we read it, Shabbos. Zavos is the Medal of Shabbat, Shemar Katuv, Pasim Tim, Echatz Nigayum Kapai, Shura Bekol Toda. Chol Af Akid Parim Ve'edim, Yivu Lomar Shura Bekol Toda. Fish Yisrael Omri, Yibor Ha'olam, Hanesim Chotim, ומביאים קורבן כפרה. First is a Nossi, Nishinberius defines that as a king. Chabad says includes also someone who is about the religious and heaven. But we got the Nossi, Asher Nossi, Yachtad, as a parish, what does he do? Hasim Choti, מביאים קורבן כפרה. Mashiach, the Kain Gordo, Yachel HaMashiach, Yachtad, Ashmat Ha'am, Another parashu, what do you do? Evi korban, ulit kapero. Anu eim anu korban. Amara, don't despair. There's another parashu here. Ukaratat Yisrael Yishu. Parashu, which the halacha is paragor, shetzibu, Sanhedrin, made an incorrect decision. Most of the tzibu followed them, blindly. So that Toto and most Klal Yisrael during the Tikkun Aveda, the being in power. So says the Medrash in the Medrash, don't worry, concerning seeing and sheep and Kekedelim. It's laser for you to Amula. And even Vedan Rabbi Kobanot can't afford it. אמר להם דברים אני מבקש שנאמר קחו עמכם דברים ושובו אל השם אני מוחל על כל עבונותיכם ואין דברים על דברי תורה שנאמר אלה הדברים אשר דיבר משה אמרו לו just didn't have money to back up on this have the knowledge to learn to אין דמי יודעים אמרו להם, בחו והתפללו לפניי ואני מקווה. אבותיכם, כשהשתתו במצרים, לא בתפילה, עדיתי אותם, שנאמר ויחו בישראל ועבדה ויזהר. בימי יהושע, בתפילה עשו להם ניסים שנאמר בכלל יהושע סיבותיו, ומה אמרתם אתם יחידו? בימי השופטים, בבחייה שמעתי צעקתם, שנאמר ויקיזרקו לישראל השם. ימי שמואל, לא בתפילה שמעתי להם, שנאמר ויזרק שמואל השם ועד ישראל ויענהו השם. וכן אנשי ירושלים, ערבי שיחיסוני, בשביל שברכו לפניי ניחמתי עליהם, שנאמר כל אמר השם ומילא הכל שמחה ובורא. הוי אני מבקש מכם, לא זבחים, לא קורבנות, אלה דברים, שנאמר קחו עמכם דברים ושוב אל השם. חכם הרבי, חס מכבי כמה. Terror is important, and Kabbalah is important. At some level, a reflection of ego strength, of ability, of capacity, reflection of the strength in the self, assertively because of the truth. So long as that is the conception, may help some people, the ones who can afford, the ones who can learn. That doesn't have the existential thrust and force and significance and sugar crisis. The Bechi, so the defenses are down. I repeat, when the defenses are down, that's when the offensive begins. So with regard to Bechi, what are the Tachanun? Spoke before certain parallel, possibly without the Ramban, between Tefillah and Shuvah. Tefillah based Tzaveh, because Chiyuv Deraisa, Shuvah based Tzaveh, Chiyuv is magnified and intensified. Likewise, with regard to the component of Tachanunim, here too, may be parallel between Shuvah and Tefillah. Mishnah said two separate places, one in Mishnah Novos, the other in Mishnah Brachos, Tefillah needs to be Tachanun. Please. And again, given the sense of frailty, of need, of dependency, not of the arrogant assumption of self-sufficiency. And we should draw a contrast between two conceptions and forms of the field. Abraza Omer, the Fuchet Rabbeinu of Mishnah Brachos, was sent filato kelva in filato tachanun. And apparently, while here this should be made, presented as a descriptive fact, if it's kelva, it's not tachanun, it's to be read quite obviously, the spirit of Mishnah Novos, which tells you, see to it that Tefillah is Tachanunim and not Kelva. What is Kelva? What is Tachanunim? Well, there are various days. Some relate specifically to Tefillah, but one, which is our immediate concern, which has to do with the nature of Tefillah, the nature of tshuva, the nature of Yiras Hashem generally. My Kevra! Amo Yaakov Rido of Rabbi Shai, Kol Shet Tfilato Dumer Al Kibasoni. Rashi explains, Hayinu Lashon Kevra, Cho Kavu Ola Yitpalei Vitzrich Hanen Tzeit Dechovati. Person to whom the need to make mitzvahs is onerous, burdensome. He's a frum Jew, so he dare not be kai. But he wishes that someone says he is Shema, he wishes to be a father Shema. Daimon of Kimas. There's a sense of duty. One doesn't identify with it. One doesn't prioritize it. One doesn't accept its value. It's not part of one's spiritual universe, not part of one's personality, one's essential, quintessential being. They will love Kimasa. Tshuva too, the tshuva of Kepa. They will love Kimasa. Keep your rolls around, and you have to be true. It's in the books. You heard him when he was a little kid, you heard him when he was a teacher, and that was that lesson. You heard him when you came about a boss, and you have to do true. That is not the true of Tachanun. Tefillah needs to be Tachanunim, Tshuva needs to be Tachanunim, Aveiros Hashem in its totality, in its entirety, needs to be Tachanunim. We act and we do out of a sense of duty and obligation, and that is a fundamental concept in Yahadus. Go down to Supervers. Shame is Supervers. It's contrasted with the popular justification of Kantian thought, if you do things not obligated, that's greater than doing it when you are obligated. But that doesn't mean Kassachon either. The Tzumah Reis that does something, does a mitzvah, wishes he didn't have to do it. He would do it if you were not a Tzumah Reis. But being Tzumah, he does it more fully. A sense of identifying, as opposed to the sense of master. That is essential to our conception of religious life in general and our conception of tshuva in particular. This is the first view of the Gemara. Second, Rabban Amri, Kol Mishayom Rav Shol Techmin. It was a language of the language is not necessarily that which can be described in linguistic terms. It's a quality of experience. It may be a body language. It may be a language without a language. Rabotai used to say the three levels of nigunim. Nigunim which have a libretto, nigunim which don't have a libretto, and the third, a ligan on a nim. Something so internal, doesn't define verbalization in musical terms. And there's a lotion of techun, imploring, begging, searching, and questing. That's part of the bechun, part of the techun. One central and critical point needs to be emphasized. I spoke of two strains, if you will, of tshuva. And I think, unquestionably, both from a halachic standpoint, there are different sources for them. From a psychological standpoint, from an extension standpoint, the distinction is valid. In the Korah's Malach HaKhefetz, there are moments, there are circumstances, there are contexts within which the focus indeed needs to be upon those components, those elements which are more endemic than tshuva, normalcy and normativeness, and others in which what is called the hour is to those elements which are characteristic of the tshuva crisis, the moments when the moral element of tshuva interpretation, the chet, is central and overarching, and others when we turn tshuva lechem, reconstruction and regeneration, one's self, one's wish to be a shleilo, is critical. However, we do not for a moment, should not for a moment, find ourselves in a situation in which you try to think of the world of truth as a whole, the spiritual universe which that marvelous phenomenon constitutes, thus as be drawn into choosing between the two. Deciding one is valid and one is not, one is preferable and one is not. With an eye to the totality of our religious experience, limiting the contours of Avodas Hashem in its entirety, and with an eye to your keeper in particular, we shall categorically refuse to be choose between them. On the contrary, we shall strive not only to maintain Isha's independence, we shall strive for integrated interaction. Yadus has never been drawn to debate the process of Catholics of justification by faith, justification by works. We don't recognize this, we recognize the difference, we don't recognize the dichotomy. What is critical and central to the halakhic life is the conjunction, and I repeat, integrated interaction between respective modalities and respective paths. The word of halakha is one which is full of minute detail. Some people find it difficult to integrate that. They like to speak in terms of spiritual generalities, ultimate axiological priorities, religious experiential elements. How does the terrorist approach this? Look at the Parsha Yekev, very central, very violent Parsha. Atay Yisrael Masha Mekushim Meimach. It's a definition of religious life. The Jewish religious life, what the major words of us. Some of your kids claim that. Kiyim, Kiyirai Hashem Lekecha, Alechim B'chol Tacha, V'lav Lai Tova, V'lav Lai Tashem Lekecha, V'chol Vafra V'chol Nafshecha. That's the first pasuk. And the next pasuk, Yishmor at Mitzvot Hashem et Chukotav, Shulchim Tzavcha Yom et Tov Lach. One passage speaks of the pantheon of ultimate religious values, if you want, universal values. Yire, Yivitav Yodei, Ahave, Lahor Hashem HaMakiach, all is born from God of Shech. This is one thing, this is all that he needs. And Allah has some of him off the side. Next pasuk, Yishmor et Mitzvot Hashem et Chukotav v'chin Tzavcha Hayom l'tov lach. Yishmor to observe, Yishmor to safeguard, Yishmor to develop, and the whole world of Allah. Mitzvot Hashem et Chukotav. Same conjunction appears Parshin Kisovet, speaks of the respective crowning and elevation of Rabbi Yochel to the mention of Knesset Yisrael. But it opens with a very clear note of charge. Hayom hazeh Hashem alkech v'sabcha l'asoet chukim v'lev ha'mishpatim v'shalata v'asito ota v'chol v'afcha v'chol v'afshech. Yim chol v'afcha v'afshech v'zal yifi yireh da'a v'nim en v'orach v'nitrocha v'elav ot Hashem alkech v'afcha. This thing will hold up for the Shecha with the God of Chukim and Mishpati. And Hashem Hevar to Hayom, Yod Chol Elokim, Melech Mitracha, Habos of Abu Shomayim, Imitats Yodei, Vishmor Chukar, Vishmatar, Vishmatar, Vishmar, Vishmar, That conjunction, which runs like a red thread, in return for our sake of particularly, is the quintessential center of material existence and material sensibility. And this is true of Israel generally. It's presumably true of the world of Tshuva again generally. Parshin Tzavim, one which begins Oyachi Volach v'nadrim v'ilah v'chava k'lala sh'kadim v'lecha v'shemotel v'lecha v'chavim v'shemashim v'kushan concludes Pasuk Ki tishma v'kol ha'shem v'lokecha yishmo mitzvotav v'chukotav v'ktuba v'sefer Torah zeh Ki תשוב אל השם ברכך בכל ובכל פניו שם. There is a return to the Ben Shalom. Not to shuv u'midat nechem ha'ayim, but to shuv el Hashem u'matecha. Connecting with Him, linking with Him, bonding with Him. Out of His grace, that arareth. That entails, as part of the Mitzvah Tshuva itself, that's the manifestation of it. Shmo Mitzvotav Chukotav. So the single complex, single psukim, single parshas, we have with regard to Tshuva, as with regard to the role of Avodas Hashem generally, development, charge, develop, religious insistence and religious sensibility, which on one hand is indeed attentive to my detail, to my new detail, which relates to the moral side, in the sense which I use the term, confrontation with chet, the tikkun achet, the tikkun of oneself, with response to chet. But this in conjunction with truth of crisis, building of self, focus on relation between oneself and the venture. We shall strive in our experience of truth, charge of formal observance, the technical reforming truth. Experiential meaning and vitality. On the other hand, we shall strive to lend substantive body, to flesh out, as it were, the focused meaning to our passionate commitment, mode of tshuva, as a lack of observance both guides and inspires us. This is what is expected of us. This is what we expect of ourselves. We have concomitantly, perhaps, a desire that we will speak for the right to expect something to happen. In Kippur is the day of Rachamim. Deep Rachim's advances. They have given away a chesed. If our tshuva is a dual one, an integrated dual one, that of spiritual maintenance focused on tikkun achet, tikkun aveiros, that related to spiritual crisis, process of regeneration and building. Return to the Ben Shalom in hope and anticipation that he too would come Yahoo relate to us the two friends. Keep us in one respect, Dev Khilas Avinus. Melech Bokhar Sinech Lamutayim Ravadar with Israel, Avinash Putem Hoshanam Shema. Same old time, a day of regeneration, of reconciliation, of Ritzui, which entails the Kilas Avinus, and goes beyond the Kilas Avinus. And if from our point of view, when we became the Mesh, the Mari, the Chet, all those ramifications which I've delineated earlier were in place, when there is a Mechir Sikha Korpa on the Ben Shalom, Yom Hashem Redo Vadeva, we hope, expect, and pray, if you be Tachnuni, from Mechir Sikha Rekavore, Mechikas Avedas, Mechikas Chatoi, Mechikas Anoshim, at the same time, for the regeneration, the rehabilitation, which is a session Sukhoi. David HaMelech, more of a struggle than love, what you quoted earlier. Just as the British level, with the lie, on the one hand, the Mechikas Avenus, taking Urosho Chubase Chazal, David HaMelech, and indeed, whatever the story of David HaMashiach may have been, it's one which haunted him, and upon which he reflected, which he sought to be the Saki, and the purpose and expression of that. Heaven comes in me, my bony, my chatosita, my bony. This is pleading the Ben Shulam. Forgive the sin. I did my best to be misakin. I wept. I gave you tachnunim. I sought to reconstruct and reconstruct to myself with an eye to submitting to your will totally and comprehensively. I've gone as far as I can. Tried my best. Heaven comes sending me a forgive and purify. But with that is not content. He wants relationship with Ben Shalom, and he wants it in two levels. One, turn to a reborn, purged, purified personality. He'll contribute though he can't obtain that, and the rest he wants to venture. But secondly, hopefully attaining that through the interaction of divine grace and his own effort. He wants the relationship between himself and the venture proper. Leif Taho Brali Elohim Buruach Machon Kadesh Kimbi. Al Tashvichemi Milifonecha Ruach Kodshecha. Thank you.